The National Petroleum Authority has downplayed the effects of the shortage of fuel in some parts of Accra on the national economy. The authority says the shortage is minimal and will be resolved in the shortest possible time. The public relations officer of the NPA, Yaroka Sambata, told Radio Ghana the situation is not as bad as reported in the media.
Well, it's very minimal in our estimation, because the sampling we have done in all the regions we have visited so far, the situation is not as bad as the initial media reports have portrayed it. So that is how we would describe the magnitude of the situation.
Even though minimal, what might have accounted for it?
We have explained we have a little challenge with distribution. You know, it is understandable that in times like these, the consumer is a bit impatient because the product is needed and they want their product. But it is a system that is being run. You know, it's just like you are filling a bucket of water. It doesn't get filled in a second. It's impossible. Unless you have a huge pipe that you've opened and suddenly you have a very large quantity of drop into the bucket at any particular time. So you are dealing with the whole country as a constituency. And you have, you know, SEMA as the major hub supplying the entire country. So if you have a challenge, and that challenge is being resolved, such as we did the last couple of days, you can still expect to have little bit of these ripples in parts of the country. So we have only assured the consumer that we are still in the process of resolving the issue we raised in the last couple of days, and it's ongoing. On a daily basis, we put onto the market more than 80 million liters of fuel. We couldn't work at this weekend because of some, you know, technical difficulties. But we have since resumed Monday morning and we work full time. We're going to continue tomorrow and we're going to continue, Wednesday, all throughout the week. By the weekend, we will decide whether it is worth working Saturday or Sunday. I think the supply situation has normalized. We would do our normal Monday to Friday in a situation. So this is the monitoring we are doing our products. We are going to market with the products. The depots are all busy with activity, so the consumer should be rest assured.
That was the public relations officer of the NPA, Yaroka Sambata.
The GPRTU says it will take measures to ensure that drivers comply with the new 20% increase in transport fares. The General Secretary, Stephen Okudzeto, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said drivers who charge arbitrary fares will be brought to book. This reaction follows protests and confusion which have characterized the announcement of the new fares on certain routes in Accra. Anita Weskin and Jonah Buckley have filed this report.
A visit to the Kwame Nkrumah Circle New Plant Station revealed that some passengers are having issues with the new fares. They believe the 20% increase is not considerate.
Hey, what's happening? Since when? This morning, the mate took 1 CD 40 pesos from instead of 1 CD 10 pesos. I didn't even know. Now, I don't have enough money on me after classes. How will I get? You see, they used to take 1 CD 10 pesos from Circle to Dansoman. Now, they are taking 1 CD 40 pesos. Why? I'm not working. I'm a student.
So then you are not satisfied with the increase?
How can we be satisfied because petrol has been increased? We can't be.
A driver who spoke to Radio Ghana indicated that drivers are coping with the increase in fares, but the passengers are those rather having problems with the fares.
As for the new increase, it makes us tough because since morning we came here around 2-3 o'clock. Nobody is taking our car here.
In reaction to the passengers' complaints and protests, we went to the Greater Accra Regional Office of the GPRTU to find out the take of the officials on the issue.
As a union, if you are a member of GPR, then you should know or understand sanctions mechanism that we have, which is enshrined in our constitution. When anybody who belongs to GPRTU should flout a directive, then the sanctions apply. That is Article 40 of our constitution.
So what happens to drivers who charge above stipulated fare?
If a driver should misbehave or should charge above the approved fare, they are dealt at the local and the branch levels, and they are liberty to petition to the regional secretariat in case they should flout any of the rules. In case the local or the branches should do something contrary to the directives coming from us, they can report them to the regional secretariat. So as the regional secretary of the union, it is my duty to make a passionate appeal to the traveling public to bear with us. And we all know the situation in which we find ourselves. We are all Ghanaians. We should not allow our people to be charging arbitrarily. The right thing must be done so that we can have a smooth transport business in the country.
That was the General Secretary of the GPRTU, Stephen Okudjeto, ending the report by Anita Weskin and June Apakli.